Hello, this is Liz Surya, and it is with my very first podcast. I am a tax accountant, advisor, and a business coach. And my very first podcast, I want to announce that there's been quite a lot of scamming. Very concerning, folks. We are getting a lot of emails directly coming from Internal Revenue Services mentioning that there's been scams through phishing, what they call it, which is receiving all these emails. A lot of them, they're stating they're coming from Internal Revenue, but they're not, they're actually fake emails. So this is the reason of this recording, is because I want to make everyone alert to please be extremely careful with what's happening, because it's not only emails that you might be receiving that they look very legitimate on their email from, but also even if you're using the tax software, they're actually coming around and they're stating that you need to update your password, or perhaps you might need to change your login information. So if you get those kind of strange emails, by all means, please verify that it is a legitimate email and it's not coming from pretty much a spamming company. There's a lot of them having and emails are coming with a subject line called "Access Locked." And the reason they're putting that is that way people get scared and they actually open up the email. Unfortunately, they will click on the link, and that is enough for you to put information with a clone of a website that might look alike, like any of the most common softwares out there online, which is TaxAct, TaxSlayer, right, Atron Block. So please, again, it is extremely important that you are careful of making sure that these are majority are fake web pages. Okay, they will ask you to enter your username, your password. Okay, and instead of unlocking your account, actually what they're doing is you're providing all this information to cybercrime or criminals. Okay, so again, they will steal your credentials, they will access your prepare documents, and they will steal this kind of information. This is what they do and how they do it. So there's plenty of scams. Once again, be very cautious, and just be aware that it really has become major problem, especially I've noticed as of this year, where I'm making a recording in February of 2017. Again, keep an eye, verify that this is coming from a legitimate website. If it's not, don't click, don't download, even if it shows that it is coming from the IRS.gov email, okay? So, anyhow, you've been warm, and I hope that this information has become, helpful. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, as I'm getting emails directly from Internal Revenue notifying me about these changes in fraud, I will keep you up to date, especially coming up with my next following podcast. Again, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will let you go. This is Liz Surya at ETBS. Thank you.